Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and we're here for our Practice Building Success System call. We have a very special guest today that I want to tell you about, and the topic is something that I think for us as holistic practitioners is something that is really near and dear to our hearts, because we do what we love. We do because we love what we do and we want to help. And the money mindset is something that it takes a while to get master, to really feel like you can stand in your value and offer people services and then ask for money in return and ask for the right amount of money. So the title of the call today is Mastering Your Money Mindset, How to Double Your Fees, Stand for Your True Value, and Fill Your Practice with Ideal, Highly Committed Clients You Love. And our very special guest today is Sean Stewart. And let me tell you a little bit about Sean. I met Sean back, I think it was last December, at a conference, and we hit it off and started talking about what we did, and I thought, wow, this is something that my people need, right? You guys need to be able to have that consciousness around money and a comfort around money. It's like, well, this is what I do and this is how much I charge, rather than, well, this is what I can do and I can help you and this is how much I charge. And I'm not feeling comfortable in that. So Sean is a speaker, he's a coach, he's a business trainer, and he works with heart-centered healers, coaches, and transformational leaders. He's not out there working with the Fortune 500s. He's not out there doing cutthroat businesses. He actually works with people like us, right, heart-centered healers. And his main focus is helping his clients attract and enroll more ideal clients. And when we mean ideal clients, not warm bodies, ideal clients, and build a lucrative practice, a lucrative business that's friendly with your lifestyle, that doesn't take up every bit of your energy and stamina and time. So his clients come to him having never broken the six-figure barrier and with his guidance achieved that goal within 12 months or less. So that's pretty cool. And let's see, some of the other people that he has worked with, you may know some of these people. I know some of these people, Marnie Batista, Kelly O'Neill, she's a friend of mine, Ted McGrath, and he's worked with people like that. And he's been also featured on NBC News, Fox News, and in the New York Times, and 15 years' experience as a public speaker. So I'm very excited to have you here today, Sean, and I'm going to be taking copious notes on what you say. And thank you so much for being here.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to connect with your community.
Great. Yeah, we are. So I would love for you to just, like, you know, share a little bit about, you know, a little bit more about you if that's called for, you know, like how you got into doing this, and then how can people master this? They know it's a huge piece for all of us. It's like, whoa, no, we got to just give away our services. So take it away.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much. So, So hello, everyone, and I'm really excited to be with you today. And a little bit about myself. I started my business 6 years ago. I was actually in the music industry before that, aspiring to be a recording artist, and I still have a lot of creative ambitions. I'm very creative by nature. But there came a point in my goals of trying to make it in the music business that there was something calling me to do something bigger, something that was beyond just writing inspiring lyrics, but went to a place of really wanting to take people's lives to the next level, something that has been inside of my being since I was a little kid, that I finally hit a point where I really needed to listen to the calling. And I actually moved to Hawaii 6 years ago and kind of created a clean slate where I didn't have anything from the past to kind of pull me back. And I sort of dove into finding out how I could help people. And it actually didn't come together right away because my father, who's a screenwriter, he asked me if he was in Hawaii. He asked me if I wanted to write a screenplay with him, and I said yes, and suddenly I found myself 6 months down the road of this whole life-changing thing, not helping people, and you know what happens when you don't help people or you don't do what you're called to do, you know, life intervenes, and I'm on a boat out in the water there in Hawaii. You would assume I'm as safe can be, and the boat hits a wave in a certain way that completely tweaks my ankle, and I'm off my feet for 7 months with reconstructive surgery in my ankle. And basically, you know, I was like, I got to listen. Something is telling me that I'm off course. So at that point, I got myself on track by getting trained by Tony Robbins' top coaches and going down the direction of really following my goals of being somebody that made a difference in people's lives. And from there, I revolutionized the way that I operated. I changed my habits and I started to build new ways of being where, like, I had a morning ritual and I followed my vision. And I stopped being somebody who just believed in things like the law of attraction or believed in spirituality. I started being somebody that was it, was being it, and I started to operate from that place of creating habits out of actually being in that place, and ultimately, you know, built my practice. And really, my focus was on helping healers. I've always been very connected to the healing arts. Maybe it comes from my mom. She's always helped me kind of connect with healers my whole life, but I've always just had an affinity. I know that I'm a healer, and so I went off and I ended up helping holistic practitioners and coaches to build their businesses. But the way that I went out to help them was I had to build my business first. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But the bottom line is that I had to break through a lot of my money stuff, because coming from the kind of starving artist mindset and then going into kind of the you know, the healer mindset, and I was definitely on that low, you know, pay scale at the very beginning, and I had to break through and had gone through a lot to shift my money mindset to the point where now I built a six-figure business and where I've been able to help my clients build six-figure businesses, and I've, you know, been brought on to, you know, talk on TV news, and a lot of things have changed in 6 years. And I want to share with you today some of those shifts that I went through and that I continue to get, you know, my mind connected with, so that I can help you to up-level your money consciousness and help you see money in a way that you can actually, hopefully, if you don't already, love it and take it on as a really good friend versus anything that you have any kind of negative associations with. So that's a little bit about me.
That's awesome. You know, and I'm just really excited to hear that you're talking about it from a place of having been there and having so having built up from the levels that, and your focus on our community, right? A lot of people that speak on this topic are not speaking directly to our community. So I really thank you for being here, and let's just get started. Tell us where to begin.
Awesome. Yeah. So the very first thing I want to throw out here is that in order for us to get inside of shifting our mindset regarding money, we have to start to get in touch with the way that the universe works. Universal laws are always the best sort of inroad to that, because, I mean, if you're a holistic practitioner, you know, you're working with those laws, I imagine, either in your spiritual practice or in your business. And I want to bring that into the way that you're thinking all the time, and specifically where money is concerned. So what we go to, and the first thing I want to share with you really, is this idea that, you know, we've been brought up in this culture to focus on basically what already is. You know, it's what we can measure with our senses, what we can, you know, see, smell, taste, touch, hear. All those pieces of the puzzle are beautiful, but the problem is when we create life from what already is, we're bound to create more of what already is, because the way that the universe works is that it creates something from nothing, and what it's creating from that nothing is more good for all. So in essence, right, the universe is wealth, the universe is abundance, it's creating more life for all, but where is that coming from? It's coming from nothing, or it's coming from the invisible realm. But when we are focused on what already is, we're talking about the physical realm. The physical realm is coming after, you know, the creation or the invisible realm, just like all of us were once nothing, right? Or, you know, we were nowhere, and then we were birthed into this world. First came nowhere, then became birthed into this world. And so that's the way the universe works. However, we're trained as humans to focus on the opposite, to create what's in my bank account equals how much money I'm worth, you know, my net worth, or, you know, how much I've made in the past is equal to what I can make, and that's the level that I can be at. And so, you know, when we focus on what is, and then we think that's the mode by which we can create, we're stuck in a repeating pattern of creating the same over and over again. And so the very first thing I want to share with you is just to help you reconnect with the reality the real reality of the duality of life being this nothingness into something. And so what we want to do is we want to follow that path by whatever your circumstances are, whatever the challenges are that you're going through, whatever good things that are great, even good, bad, whatever the things are that you can taste, touch, smell, hear, you can measure, you can quantify, those things are manifestations of previous thoughts that you created from nothing. So if you want to create more of that, go ahead, think about it. If you want to create new things, you want to create new levels of income in your life and generate more money, you're going to have to start focusing on that which has yet to come. You're going to visualize what you want and keep your mind focused on it and in love with it. Because obviously, you know, we move toward what we love. We move away from what's painful to us. The more that we can love it and we can focus on even that which you have not experienced and start to feel in your bones, what would it be like to be wealthy? What kind of good would I do in the world? Who would I be? Well, that's what I love. Focus on what you want, how much money you want to make, and let that be your new truth and see that truth regardless of appearances. And you have locked into utilizing really the universal laws. And so that's the very first thing that I want to kind of get us on the same page about. So I'm just going to keep going, Rita Marie, unless you want to jump in. And I'm happy to just kind of keep you know, knocking.
No, I think
it would
be great if you keep going.
Pieces.
And then when I feel like I have something to add or that I feel like needs clarification, I'll jump in. So take a few pauses here and there so I have time to jump in if I need to. And otherwise,
you got it.
Just get on a roll and share.
Perfect. So that's the first thing. And, you know, none of this is going to be brand new to you. My hope is not to, you know, change, you know, your entire way of seeing things, but really to remind you of the things you know that you probably practice, and you probably have, you know, lots of books about, and to be like that person, to nudge you to continue to remember and bring it in more, just like meditation or yoga, to deepen that practice by reminding you. So that first thing that, again, I want to share is that connection to really creating something from nothing, and that will lead you to the success. Keep your mind focused on that. So that's number one. Before we get into the second piece, I want to share some really cool things. You know, affirmations are awesome. I love them, and I have a lot of them. And a little later on, I'll share with you how you can get access to some of my favorite affirmations. So what I do is whenever I have negative thoughts about anything, I write them down because I want to get them out of my mind. I want to see them for what they are. They are a thing that is making an impact on me, and so I want to see it. I write it on the left-hand side of a piece of paper. And then I draw a line, and on the right-hand side, I write the opposite, and I will write something like, I am so happy and grateful now that, whatever the thing is, right? So, you know, the affirmations that I use are coming from that process. They're not just coming from thin air. Sometimes I pick them up from great mentors and stuff like that, but a lot of times they're coming from just my own, you know, thoughts that I need to turn around. So I'm going to share a couple great ones with you just to kind of get us on the same page of some powerful affirmations. So here's one. I am so happy and grateful now that I am absolutely certain that my near and far financial future is abundant. I just love that. I just want you to just let these sink in, and we're going to get into, you know, I've got six other steps I want to share with you, but I want to, you know, kind of take this in pieces because these affirmations, you know, hopefully can start to raise your vibration. My hope is that by the end of this call, your vibration is in a place where you're naturally going to step into maybe charging higher fees or step into maybe naturally manifesting a new client, you know, wherever you are in your business, something is going to happen from the vibration. So that's my intention at the moment. This, another affirmation that I want to share is, I'm so happy and grateful now for the abundance and prosperity of the universe. Just being grateful for it, just thanking it for the fact that it's true. How about this one? I'm so happy and grateful now that every resource that I need, tangible and intangible, is possessed by someone somewhere at this very moment. I'm so happy and grateful to be consistently finding these individuals and in exchange for equal or greater than value being provided with these resources. It's all exchange, right? It's all an exchange. So everywhere around us, as we open up to the resourcefulness, you know, when I'm working with clients, sometimes there's money challenges. We always say, you know, it's not about resources. It's about resourcefulness. So the reality is that we're filled in the world of abundance all around you. Question is, are you tapping into it or you have blinders on looking at your situation, not realizing that somebody next door to you has something that you could use and you have something they could use. And, hey, open yourself up. Use affirmations like this and you'll find them. I'm going to share one more affirmation, and I'm going to get back into the steps. I'm so happy and grateful now that I deserve success in my life and business simply because I am alive. Vibrancy is my currency. I love that. Vibrancy is my currency. And here's what I mean by that. Your state of being, it vibrates at rates, right? And so your level of energy and presence, your vibrancy is equivalent to your currency. So when you're feeling low, check your energy, right? Your energy and your money, they follow the same path. So I'm so happy and grateful now that I deserve success in my life and business simply because I am alive. Vibrancy is my currency. So hopefully those are starting to kind of, maybe there's a little bit of energy shifting around for you. And that's my hope as we kind of dive into and really go through this step-by-step process of helping you shift your money mindset in this call. So let me move to step number two. So step number one is to focus on that which has yet to come. Step number two is that we need to bring awareness to our money blueprint, right? You probably heard this concept of the money blueprint. The idea behind it is ultimately that we have this unconscious things happening because of our past that we just don't even see. We have blinders to them. We have beliefs. We have ideas, images. We have associations. We have emotions. And I just want to ask you, I want to give you as much as I can in this call, and I can't obviously go as deep as I will with, when I work with people in my long-term programs and stuff like that, but I want to just hopefully as I share these things, I want you to just start to take notes and think about what's one nugget from each one of these steps that you can bring into your life. What's one little nugget? So the real thing here is the awareness of your blueprint, the awareness of it. One of the ways that I have my clients become aware of their blueprint is I have them write out the story of their life. And yeah, it may take 3-4 pages if they do it in a truncated form. I don't expect you to write, a biography. I want you to simply write out a story that kind of encapsulates the experiences that you've had from childhood till now in terms of money. Now, this is something you'll do after this call, but I just want you to imagine what it would be like to start to reconnect your mind to here's what my parents said, and here's what comes up every time, I look at my bank account, and here's what comes up when I think about, charging for my rates and all these things, and start to notice what's the emotional charge going on there, right? What is happening in there? Because we're going to get into some other steps here where we really shift things, but the first thing we got to do in any time that we're moving our awareness up into a higher level of vibration is simply that, is conscious clarity and awareness of what it is that we're actually starting with, our starting points. And so I have them write out the story that they had up until this point, and then I have them rewrite that story as if it was a movie, and you get an opportunity to change whatever you want. You can take creative license. When I did this, I wrote a story of how I had a moment where my grandfather and I had a lemonade stand, and he taught me about how money, is going to come to me consistently without any stress, and how, it was the nature of sales is basically where, when you love what you sell, it's not about sales. It's really about, sharing your gift and up-leveling people and helping them with it. And that was what I wrote in my new story. I won't get into what my old story was because I've already crumpled that up, but you can rewrite whatever you want. But one other piece of this when it comes to awareness is just notice the awareness that comes in when you buy yourself something. Notice what comes in when you mention your rates to a potential client. Notice the energy and where it shows up in your body. My biggest thing for you in this step is not to solve it, but just to notice it and start to notice where are the charges, because those are the places where you're going to want to loosen things up. Now, I want to say one thing before I move on, which is that, you know, for some of you guys, you may, I mean, you're on this call, so there's obviously an interest in, you know, shifting money mindset. But one of the things I've come across with the people that I've worked with is that sometimes, you know, there's this idea that, you know, it's okay to just kind of have enough. You know, just enough is okay, and that, you know, having the desire for a lot or an abundance is unnecessary. And I just want to kind of get us on the same page about that in case anybody's feeling that way, like, you know, what's the point of really going and being wealthy or being abundant with money? And what I want to share is simply that, you know, with money, you have the ability to help more people. And what I know about you, just knowing, you know, that you're in Dr. Rita Marie's community, that you're a heart center, that you're a healer, is that you have a gift to help people. And what more money will do is more people will get a chance to connect with you and get the benefit, and you can serve them in bigger and better ways. Now, of course, another piece of it is what you get for yourself and how you can live an even more, you know, comfortable, happy, you know, fulfilling and inspired life and get whatever you want. There's nothing wrong with getting any toys or anything you love. But I want to just connect you with really getting to that place of being like, I want a lot of money. You know, if you don't want this, you can't have it. We move away from what's painful. We move toward what we love. If you don't want this, if you can't fall in love with the idea of what it can do for you and the people around you, then you're going to be in conflict with some of the things I share and continue to have some issues with money. So I want to make sure that, you know, we are all kind of on that page of saying money's good. You know, money's not bad. Like, how can we fall in love with it? So that's just something that I wanted to share, but it actually kind of lines up with, you know, the third step here. And that third step is simply to fall in love with money. So step number one was focus on that, which is yet to come. Step number two is to become aware of your money blueprint. Step number three is to fall in love with all the good will bring. There's an exercise I sometimes do. It's called the heaven and hell exercise with my clients. You know, what's all the good things, the heaven that will come for you? And then what's the hell? What are the things that, you know, all the negative things that will continue to surface or continue or become worse because of not having this? And some people say, I don't want to focus on the negative. You know, I'm positive. But this is what leads us into step number four. Step number four being that you've got to create a gap between where you are and where you want to be. Because if you don't utilize the hell part of that exercise, we just got into the heaven, falling in love with it, right? If you don't get into the hell part of it, which you could use whatever word you want. I don't love the word hell, but, you know, you get the point because, you know, it does make the point of kind of painfulness. If you don't get to that place where you're dissatisfied, things don't change. So it's not about focusing on the negative, but it's getting to a point where there's a gap between where you are and where you want to be, where you can say, kind of take off the rose-colored glasses and the blinders and say, you know what? The way things are, it's not acceptable to me. And it's not that I don't appreciate and I'm not grateful for the things that we have in our life, but simply that I want to create more for myself, my family, and the people that I love. I want a bigger house. I want to have more of this. I want these things. And therefore, where I'm at is not acceptable. And there's something so powerful. And when I work with clients, you know, sometimes I'll have maybe it's an ongoing client or a consultation. And I'll get them to this point where I'll say, so you want this thing, but I don't get a sense that you want it bad enough. And they say, well, I do want it. I'm like, I can tell you don't. It's all in your voice. Your energy is not saying you want it. Well, you know, I kind of like my lifestyle, or I kind of think this thing is okay for me. Okay, well, that's not going to work. It's not going to work. You got to get to a place where it's like, today is the day that this changes. Now, I hope that can be this for you, no matter what you're going through, whether you've had financial abundance, whether you lost it, had it again, maybe you've never had it, whatever it is, that today can be a day where you take a stand for yourself, for your future, for your loved ones, for your clients, where you say, I deserve this and I must create a new level of success for me. It's a must. You know, there's a must psychology. I want you to, you know, the must psychology is best kind of illustrated by, you know, the windsurfer. I mean, it takes a lot of effort to get that, to get the surfing, whatever it's called. I think it's called well, you know what I'm talking about with the windsurfer. You pull the thing
up. That thing in the middle, that rudder thing, yeah. Or whatever.
Whatever, yeah. That thing is that catches the wind, right?
Yeah. Well, the sail is what captures the wind. And
the
then there's
sail.
The other pieces. Yeah, I know what you mean.
that thing is so hard to get
yes.
out. The only
get
way
out of
that
the
you
water.
Can get
oh.
that out is the must psychology, right? So when I want you to imagine that you're just stepping into today is the day, and you might even say it to yourself. I think you're muted. You might say, if you follow me in this launching, you know, today is the day that I up-level my financial results. And just feel what that feels like in your bones as you make that declaration. It's really declaration time. So that's really step number four. Sound like you might have something.
Yeah, I was thinking in terms of people have said to me, you know, it's now or never. You know, I've got to make money right now. I've got to. Otherwise, I'm going to have to go back to my old job. And that we don't want to get to that point, but if you're there, that's a really great way to create that gap. Here's where I want to be, and here's where I am, and I need to bridge that gap.
Yeah, yeah. I want this for you so badly. It really fills me up to see people succeed. And since I was a little kid, I wanted it. I don't know what it is, but there's just this thing in me that just, I love seeing people be successful. And when I started in this business, I had all kind of monkey mind stuff. Who am I to tell people they can be successful? You know, what have I done in my life? You know, I just believed it. And so I want this for you. I want you to have what you deserve. And what you deserve is what the universe already gave you. Success is your birthright is the tagline of my company. It means you're already abundant. All you have to do is claim it. And so that's what this moment is about.
And feel like you deserve it.
Yes. Yeah, that's a huge piece.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
You so do. That's so wonderful.
Yep.
All right, so that's the step number four. I'm going to go through it with you again. Number one was to focus on that which is yet to come. Number two is to become aware of your money blueprint. Number three is to fall in love with all the good that money can bring. And number four is to create the gap and to get dissatisfied and decide that today's the day that things change. Moving into step number five is what I call you've got to accelerate your value sense. You've got to accelerate the sense that you have of your own value. The biggest thing that gets in the way with my clients in terms of them raising their rates, in terms of them, you know, charging more, mentioning their rates, you know, they might change their rates. They don't even say it. You know, once they get on the phone call with the prospect, they go back into, like, their old rate, just naturally like a rubber band, they fall back into it. The real reason underneath all that I have discovered is simply value. It's about how valuable you believe you are. And I've got a really powerful affirmation for that I want to share with you. And it goes like this. My worth is not based on what I do, but who I am, which is infinite intelligence. My worth is not based on what I do, but who I am, which is infinite intelligence. So your value is immeasurable. And what we do, going back to the first thing about how we focus on what, you know, we can see with our experience with our senses, what we do is we base our value based on what we can do, what we can prove, what we can measure, you know, how much, you know, knowledge I've gained. You know, I went through that whole trap for a long time thinking, you know, my whole worth is based on how smart people think I am. So I got to gather all this knowledge so I can share it. You know, your value is not based on that. It's actually, you know, much more in the invisible realm. It's in that invisible place of self-belief, of just knowing that you are God, knowing that you can use whatever word you want. If you want to use spirit, if you want to use the creator, if you want to use, you know, just infinite intelligence, just knowing that that is your truth. It will change the game so that whenever you go into a consultation, you're not coming from this place of, well, my rate is this because this is my hourly rate. Based, you know, like the whole trading time for dollars thing, like they're not paying you based on the hours. They're paying you based on this result. And this result is not based on what you do. It's based on who you be. They're really paying you for who you are because you're magical. And so what I have my clients do, and this is something that I highly recommend that you do, is there's some important steps to this particular step. And the first one is to take out a sheet of paper and write down all the things that you've accomplished in your life. Like, what are all the great things you've done? I know that, you know, I said it's not based on what you do, but sometimes we need to get into kind of acknowledging the steps we've taken. So I think it's so powerful to kind of make a list of like, wow, I accomplished this, I got this, and point at that and say, I did that. You know, almost like patting yourself on the back, like, yeah, I did that. That's awesome. I did that. It's all about like loving yourself. Like, yeah, I'm awesome, right? So, you know, maybe this is a kind of a gateway to start to stepping into that, believing and knowing that you are infinite intelligence. But that's the first piece of the puzzle. The next one is to look at, when you look at what you do for your clients, going into the long term, like, yeah, maybe they came out of that session and they healed this particular thing that you know, they came to you for, or they worked with you for a while and they healed this thing. Well, what about after that? What about the next few years? What about that? How that moment with them or that time you spent with them transformed their life? When you can take it and go outward into the future, into how this moment or this time or this work that you did with a client, how that impacted them, and then start to look at how that impact impacted people in their life. How did that shift their relationship to their health? How did it shift their idea about wholeness and holistic kind of thinking? And how did that holistic thinking shift their relationship to their family? And how did that impact their children, the role model they became because of what you helped them shift? How did it impact their relationship with their loved ones? I mean, when you start to look at that, you start to go, wow, like every word that I speak or every way that I touch and heal, connect with my people, it is way, way, way more valuable than whatever they came in for. Even if they came in for that result, that's great. But look at the long-term effect of it, and you will start to see, oh, my gosh, this thing is worth pretty much priceless. You want to get to that place where you can say, this, what I do, is priceless. I know I get the sense from you, Dr. Rita, that you are like that, that you have this you are very clear that you make a really big impact in people's lives, and you see beyond the moment into kind of what the real value is. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, and I will say it wasn't always like that. That's something,
right,
I've had to really work at embracing.
I bet. Yeah, I always say, you know, success is always intentional.
Yeah.
It's like you see,
yes,
success and you're like, you know, that person thought about that, they went through something, and they shifted something, and they came out on the other side with this, what looks like their nature now. And it is their nature, but they had to get lined up with
it.
They
had to get lined
up
with it, right, and get rid of the voices and all the old baggage that we all carry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's really step number five, is you've got to accelerate the sense of your value that you have, and so looking at what you've done and patting yourself on the back, looking at, you know, like I was just sharing, you know, what's the long-term effect of the work that you do? And then you can also flip that around in the same value thing and say, well, what is the possible consequences of them not getting my help in the long term and the short term? Wow, this particular ailment or whatever is, you know, ended up, they had to go, it got worse, they went to the doctor, there's that, and then, you know, all the opposite, right? So that's
mm-hmm.
really, really important to also look at as you raise your value up.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, was there something you wanted to say about that?
Yeah, it's just, I just want to really reiterate for folks that it's, wherever you are right now with this, you may be finding as you're listening that you're feeling a little discomfort with certain pieces and places where you need to move. And when you set the intention and you take the appropriate actions to just be consistent, it can shift. It can shift dramatically and rather quickly. Rather quickly.
Nice.
Because I loved what you said about the gap, right? Today's
mm-hmm.
the day.
Yeah.
And whatever that discomfort is, I think because we do that when we're speaking to people about making a decision to come and work with us, you know, we create a gap between where they really want to be and where they are. And it's the same thing for us. We've got to create that gap because it's so easy to just say, oh, well, you know, just pay me what you can, or, you know, it'll be just $20, right? because we don't want to, or we're uncomfortable, or we've been taught to be uncomfortable with really getting into our value. Oh, that's bragging. You have to be humble. And
right.
So it presses a lot of buttons when we have to sit in our value and ask for what we're worth.
Oh, sure it does. And the real sneaky part of it is when your buttons are pressed in kind of an unconscious way. Like there's the awareness of being uncomfortable, and we know that, maybe you feel that. And then there's those things, like I'll just share with you, there's been times where I have this upcoming conversation with this prospect, and like I just like I don't really like realize how important it is, like, to really own my value. And I get on that conversation, and I'm thinking, I thought about it beforehand, completely undervaluing, and I get on there, and I'm like playing small.
Yeah.
Playing small. And that was something that's like snuck up on me, and I had to kind of look at that and go, whoa, like, I almost didn't realize that I was doing it. And so you've got to bring more awareness to the fact that you've got blind spots in this. And as you start to open yourself up to them, it's like, you know, notice the stuff that you're uncomfortable with, that you're conscious of, and then start to notice, like, where are the areas where there's things you're uncomfortable with that you're not even conscious of, right? Like,
those are the ones that bite us worse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just so uncomfortable that you're like, I don't even want to look at it. So, those are the places where you're going to find the most rapid growth, is where you go, today I'm going to look at that. And what's cool is, like, well, you know, when you look at the discomfort, what's great is I like to ask when I feel something, if you feel anything right now, you know, feel it, notice what part of your body it's showing up in. And then I want you to kind of ask yourself, like, what is it trying to say? Like, what is the problem that it has? You know, like, can you voice that problem and bring that up? And just like I was telling you about how I changed my affirmations, like, once you get that thing out, then you can ask it, okay, well, what do you want instead? That right there
yep.
will change your life.
Yep. Totally.
So, So hopefully you guys are getting some good stuff from this. Are we going to do any questions towards the end?
I would love that. If you can do that, we always have plenty of questions that come up. So, sure.
Okay. Yeah, I'd love to hear from you guys. You know, I feel your energy, and I would love to, you know, actually hear your voice. If you guys have anything, even if it's just comments at the end, I'd love to hear a couple of you. All right. So that was step number five, to accelerate your sense of value. Step number six is you want to commit to a new homeostasis. So let me explain what I mean by that. You know, you might have heard this idea of, like, the thermostat is a great metaphor for our money stuff, right? Like, you know, we have it set at a certain temperature. And so whenever, you know, we make more money than, you know, we're comfortable with, we spend it. Whenever it's like we're freezing, you know, we're scared, and then we raise it up, we make just that amount that we need, and then we're in that homeostasis, right? And that's our normal. And as long as you stay in that pattern, you know, it's not going to shift. What you want to do is you want to become aware, like, what is my homeostasis? Like, how much of money do you feel like is normal to you? You know, there's no reason to throw out numbers of what is normal, because, you know, you need to determine it for yourself. And, I mean, the reality is that, just like everything in the universe, I mean, money is infinite. So, you know, you could call anything a new normal. I mean, Trump has one type of normal, and, you know, other people have different normals. So the question for you is, what's the next level for you? And so, you know, what you want to do is you want to say, okay, here's the amount of money I seem to be at in terms of my sort of ceiling, or what I'm comfortable with, or whenever I have this much in the bank, I tend to, you know, feel comfy, I feel safe. What is that? Figure out what that is, and then what you want to do is you want to double it, and then you want to double it again, basically. Like, you know, you want to just expand. I mean, doubling it once is a great first step. If that's where you want to go, I would double it a second time, and I would name that the new normal, the new homeostasis. Now, what does that mean? It means maybe writing it out and saying, here's what I'm committed to. the reason why the step is commit to a new homeostasis is because this is a commitment. In the last step, it was about, you know, declaring, right? Declaration. It was like I'm committing to myself. This one is really like I'm committing like in a way in which I can't back out. Another piece of this is what I like to call setting up inevitability structures. What can you set up so that you can't not change your new homeostasis? Like there's different ways for you to do this. One of it could be, you know, to get a coach and have them hold you accountable, you know, have accountability partner hold you accountable or a friend. You could also, you know, publicly state it on Facebook. This is what I'm committed to. I will never, you know, allow myself to think that X amount is enough. I will step into this realm. I mean, that's scary and uncomfortable and maybe embarrassing. All that stuff comes up. But what's great is that now, you know, you let people know in that Facebook post, look, I'm asking you to hold me accountable for this. I'm publicly declaring this. That's another inevitability structure. One other inevitability structure is to basically invest in yourself. Like when I've invested in myself, what I've found is that, you know, in big ways, like, you know, bought like major programs and stuff, or masterminds, that, you know, was way outside my comfort zone. It was like, well, I have to make more money. Like the old number is just a joke to me because I have, you know, I suddenly have a huge nut. Like that's something that some people would be like, that's crazy. I mean, there's certain schools of thought that say like that's irresponsible, and that's what stops us a lot of time. But when you're in this field of personal and business and, you know, growth where you're trying to break through, sometimes you've got to take chances where you bet on yourself. And sometimes the best inevitability structure is simply to say, I deserve, you know, X amount program. I'm not going to throw out numbers, but you know what I mean? And get that to create inevitability structure. But the bottom line with this step is really kind of like a public commitment or a inevitable commitment that you can't back out on. That, you know, ultimately what you're doing is you're taking what used to be your normal and you're making it look puny. You're stepping on it. You're like, ha, I used to think 100,000 was like, you know, good. Now it's like, that's just a joke. Like nobody can live on that. And like, you know, that's just an example. But my point is that, you know, you want to shift your thinking. And the only way to do it is to create a structure that makes it impossible for you to wiggle out of this. So that's really step number six, is to commit to that. And here's the thing we know when we shift our money thermostat. It is really uncomfortable, right? Like you're going to go through what, you know, Bob Proctor calls the terror barrier. It's going to be terrorizing. Your stomach may give out. You may feel sick. You may have a few weeks or months where you're like in this place where, you know, you feel like you made the biggest mistake of your life. What was I thinking? How could I have listened to Sean when he said invest in himself? Like, and then everyone around you will agree who's not like in this space. They'll say to you, you know, yeah, you know, you're crazy. But what you will find is that suddenly, you know, you're like in a whole new level where you just accepted a bigger amount of money than you ever had, that you could afford it. And you suddenly, now when people say, oh, well, I spent $10,000, I spent $20,000, whatever it was on a program, you don't go, oh, wow, that's amazing, they're rich. You go, oh, yeah, I did that too. You've changed your entire way of thinking. So that's a huge piece of this puzzle. So that's step number six. I'm going to get to step number seven. There's a really cool thing that I want to share. I hope we have time for it. It's called I Am Money Poem. It's a really powerful thing. I'm just going to share it. I think I'll do this last step. I'll share the money poem, and then hopefully we'll have time. I have one other idea for you. If not, then we'll skip it, but I don't think it'll be too long. The seventh step is just simply that you've got to take care of money, you know. You got to take care of it. You got to treat it well, which means, you know, you got to set up structures. You have to have a good accountant. You know, to watch your numbers. You don't have to be a numbers person, but you got to be aware of it. You got to set a container up where money is going to be able to flow to you and can trust you, that you can handle it, that you're responsible enough to do the right thing by it. Now, does that mean save it and hold it and completely, you know, yes, save. I mean, I'm definitely a big proponent of saving money, but you know what I mean? Not being somebody that, you know, there's the metaphor of kind of like a pond and then there's a river. You know, you want to be a river. I mean, money is flow. You want to create flow. So, you know, you want to set up a structure where you're both saving, but you're also, you know, spending and you have a structure. But the bottom line is that you're clear on what your numbers are, you're clear about your money, you have smart money habits. And that's step number seven, and it pulls it all together, you know, takes it from really the inner game of really, as we go through these steps, you know, number one, you know, the inner game of focusing on what that is, which is yet to come, the aligning with universal laws. Number two, basically, you know, becoming aware of what your current blueprint is. And number three, falling in love with money, making money a good thing, seeing all the great things that can come for you and the people you love and your community and how many people can help with it, creating the gap, becoming dissatisfied, taking off the rose-colored glasses and saying today is the day. Number five being, you know, let's accelerate our value. Let's look at what we've accomplished. Let's pat ourselves on the back, and then let's look at the long-term value of what your customers get and stop looking at trading time for dollars and really own that you are really invaluable what you offer. Step number six is that you're committing to a new homeostasis with your money thermostat. You're making a declaration. This is the new normal, and you're putting structures to make it impossible for you to go backwards. And step number seven is just create a really good container and make sure that, you know, you're responsible with money so that money feels like it can trust you, because it is a relationship. So those are the seven steps, and I've got this poem I want to share, but I just want to stop for a second and see if there's any thoughts that you have on any of that.
I love it. I want to hear the poem, and I think you wrapped it up. It's just like coming from the mindset and going to the practical. I think it's really awesome.
Great. So this is not a poem that I wrote. It's by Greg Hapstritt. I just happen to think it's absolutely amazing, so I want to share it with you guys. Here it goes. This is called I Am Money. Most people think they know me. They don't. I'm not what most people think I am. I'm not the paper in your wallet or the coins that jingle in your purse. I'm not quietly sitting in your bank account hoping to be used one day. You cannot see me, feel me, or touch me. I am an idea. I am energy. I am neither good nor evil. I am only what you decide I am, and I fulfill the role that you create for me. I don't care how smart you are, where you live, what you do, or where you come from. All I care about is your energy. Your energy decides what thoughts you have, and therefore your thoughts will determine the relationship you have with me. I have very simple needs and simple rules. I am infinite. I have no limits except for those you place on me with your mind. There is no limit to the energy in the world, and because I am simple energy, I cannot be restricted or controlled. I crave abundance. I am attracted to those who think without restrictions, who like to think big. When you believe there is enough of me to go around, I am naturally magnetized by that thinking. I despise scarcity. Because there is no limit to me, I avoid those who think from a win, lose, or scarcity perspective. Those who believe I am in short supply or difficult to receive will find that very reality, because I choose to avoid those who think small. I love value. What magnetizes me most is the creation of value in the universe. I move to places where value is created, because creation is energy. If you wish to attract me into your life, focus on creating value for others, and I will appear. I avoid entitlement and complacency. No one deserves to have me, and I'm always moving to the place where I am most respected and where value is created. It has nothing to do with fair. Those who take me for granted or become complacent with my energy will find me gone. I only have one job, and that is to serve you. It is a matter of energy and value creation. The purpose is simply to move to where I am attracted most and where I can grow. My one goal is to replicate myself. Because there is no limit to my energy, my purpose is to reproduce and grow in order to bring more energy to the universe. I am created and replicated through value creation. I am energy of evolution. The message for you should be clear. Those who create value for others in the world will find me in their lives. I am whatever you believe me to be. So what you believe about me can make you miserable, but what you believe about me can enable you to perform miracles. I am neither positive or negative. I am what you decide I am. If you fear me in any way, I will crush your ability to survive. If you get to know me, I will make you flourish and your dreams come alive. I can be your master or your servant. I am only what you make me, so the relationship we have together will be determined by you. isn't it time we got to know each other better?
Wow. That's powerful. Very powerful.
Yeah. So, brand new relationships and money.
Thank you for sharing it. Because I know, I liked what you said earlier. First you said fall in love with money, and then you rephrased it to fall in money, fall in love with the good that money can do. Because, I mean, money is pieces of paper. It's, it doesn't mean anything except for what it can do. And so much, so many times we sit back and say, well, you know, I'm not going to be greedy and, you know, I don't want to have too much money. But think about the money in your hands and what good you can do with that money. You know, I grow my business not because I want to put more money in my bank, because I don't. I grow it because I want to create a thriving business that supports other people in their missions. And, of course, I want to have the money to be able to do what I want to do and take care of my family and send my kids to college and all that. But it's the what money does in any case. You know, we don't want that piece, those pieces of paper. We want what it does. And I like what you said about falling in love with what money can do and knowing that we've got to trade it. When the plumber comes to fix your toilet, they ask you for a couple of $100 to fix your toilet. They don't hem and haw and say, well, if you can't afford that, I'll do it for $20. And we need to hold our, the same. So I appreciate this whole presentation.
Awesome. Thank well, you. Yeah, I'm really excited to, you know, to be able to pass this on to everyone here. And the last thing I want to just say is, you know, every time I rose my rates, it required me to have someone just simply give me permission. So if you know, I don't know where those on the line are at in terms of your business, whether, you know, you're in the beginning or what phase or where you're at. I'm assuming that some of you guys have clients and that you're already charging money.
The variety,
right?
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Some are newly starting out, and some of them have been doing it for a while. Yep.
Okay. So I just want to give you permission to raise your rates right now. I want to ask you to take a moment and write out, if you want to make today the day that things change for you, even in just one way, in one small way, where you can simply say, you know, I got a shift from this call. I chose to make my rates higher. This is what my new rate is. I want to give you that permission. So I'm not going to dictate what that is for you, but I just want you to know that it's not about taking more money from the people who, you know, you're trying to help. It's really about owning the value of what you do and ultimately creating more for people in the world with it. So right now, I just want you to take a moment, and I want you to write down what you currently charge per hour, per package, however you charge. And I want you to, if you so desire, to give yourself a raise and to come up with a new number.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Awesome.
So as you do that, I want you to just hold the energy, connect with your heart center, and commit and say, I am committed to owning this new rate. I commit to not going back to my old rate. I give you my word that from this day forward, I will own this new rate. And you might want to create an inevitability structure where you simply say, and if I have a fear that I'm going to fall off, or if I'm questioning it, or if I do, I'm going to, you know, take this action and I'm going to, you know, correct my thing. Maybe I'm going to post on Facebook. I'm going to reach out to a friend. I'm going to do something that basically keeps me in check with this commitment. I want this to be a moment that things change for you. So that's what I got for you. And I would love to, you know, I've got a gift for you guys too. And you want me to mention
that? Yeah, tell
them
about that.
Yeah. Okay, great. So I put together a list of my favorite affirmations. This is a 30-day affirmation kind of, you know, list where you can pull these out. I mean, this is it's an awesome little gift. And, you know, you can print out this PDF I created for you guys. And it has, you know, affirmations in a couple different categories in your mind, body, in your spiritual, and in your finances. And you can just, you know, one per day, you know, just every day for the next 30 days, choose one. And instead of just saying it, you know, feel it and own it. And so if you want to get that, you know, just my gift, just go to tinyurl.com, and I think that there's a link that Stacy created, but go to tinyurl.com/Sean and Rita, which is the word and, not like any kind of symbol. So Sean, S-E-A-N, and then the word and then Rita, R-I-T-A. And so tinyurl.com/Sean and Rita. And you can grab that. And just here's my only request. Use it and feel it. And you're going to see what is going to come about. And I look forward to hearing from you, because I think you're going to get some pretty dramatic shifts.
Thank you. And you can also, if you're on the web, you can just click. There's a button on the website, on the URL, on the Instant Teleseminar event. You can just click that, and it'll also be on the page once this gets posted in the membership site. So thank you. Thank you so much for that. I think that, you know, staying rooted, I have a 30-day stress transformation program, and it's like a little bit of time devoted to something you're trying to change every single day for 30 days is going to make a change. It's going to make a shift.
Yeah.
You know, yes. And whether it's a belief system, a behavior, whatever it is, it's that repetition and that length of time, for sure, you're going to create a new habit if you're consistent with it. So I appreciate that. The other thing, I would love to open up the line and just hear from a few of you. What were your feelings? Do you have any questions or comments? Or was this new information? Did it help you make a shift here? So go ahead and do a *2 on your keypad, and that will raise your hand, and that will give Sean some feedback as to how it went. And then if you're on the web, just go ahead and type it into the question and answer box on the side. I didn't open the chat box. That chat box hasn't been working all the time, so I don't always open it. Let me just see. All right. Yes. So Tony said, I love the affirmation. So motivating. And Liz says, nice. I agree, Tony. It resonates with me.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. That makes me feel good. I hope they do. And
I have a hand up, too.
Yeah, good. I look forward to hearing it.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So, Modesto.
Hi, Dr. Rita Maria. This is Jane. Hello.
Jane, hello.
Hey, Jane.
Okay, so I have an odd scenario that keeps repeating in my life. I have hit over the six figure at least once, and the pattern that I keep creating when it comes to money and it has to do with relationships, is that I'm great on my own, and I go forward on my own, and then I get into relationship, and the money pattern shift to the partner, and then my flow stops.
When you say the pattern shift to the partner, what do you mean by the pattern?
So whenever I enter into a relationship, like, I will be the primary earner and will be until the partner picks up pace, and then the partner picks up pace, and then my pace pulls back.
Interesting. Got it. So what's your question on that? Or is it just
I guess I'm trying from a spiritual. I actually had someone spiritually tell me that, you know, when it comes to partners and those kinds of relationships, that kind of happens, that sometimes your money flows through the partner rather than flowing through yourself. So I'm just kind of curious as to what your thoughts are about that. Because I mean, I'd like to actually break this pattern and have us both be quite successful at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, since your desire is to shift it, I think that that's exactly the right direction. And I think the awareness that you are bringing to it is obviously the very first step. And off of that, I would basically say, it sounds to me like, and I would ask you to kind of look into other times in your life where, like, maybe in your childhood or with your family, where any other place in your life where this pattern showed up, and sort of to try to find, what do you think that, you know, is basically being, what is the meaning of it? What is the meaning of you sort of like kind of taking the foot off the gas when you know, you get in this relationship, like, what is that about? You know, that's kind of the inquiry that comes up for me on that.
Okay. Great, thanks.
That's where I would look, and I think within that, there's a seed of sort of the shift is sort of inside of that. That's what I would say.
Great, thanks.
Very welcome.
Yeah. Anybody else? Tony, you're always good for a hand. Any comments from Tony? All right.
Dr. Marie?
Yes. Hi, Tony.
Hello. Hello, Sean. Thank you so much for that beautiful presentation. Oh, my gosh, my heart was just doing flip-flops because there's so much happening as far as my mindset and shifting. Even today I work with my coach, and I was just making a statement, an affirmation of what I'm worth and moving forward with it. And I'll just share this briefly. So I just recently did a summit that I hosted and placed myself as an expert among other experts. And I initially wasn't going to do it because I'm like, who am I? But now that it's done and other people who did not know me are now acknowledging me as an expert, I am now wanting to charge what I'm worth, not, as you indicated, for my knowledge so much, but for how I connect with people. I'm now understanding, and you're affirming that that's tangible and that's real.
Nice. That makes me feel so good. Yes.
And I'm so happy now that I'm just going to, you know, keep moving forward, and I am going to make myself accountable by saying out loud what I'm going to do. So today I'm writing a newsletter to my tribe saying, you know, are you ready and willing to upgrade your health and work with me? Because I have what you need, and if you're not ready for me, I'm not ready for you. And I'm just going to grab those people that really want to change their lives and really want to transform their health. And just some other things that are going on that I've been asking, why me? Are you familiar with the Congressional Black Caucus? They are having a big event, and a friend of mine is actually coordinating that, and she said, I want you to give me the health and wellness piece for 3 days. If you could do it and money was not an issue, what would you serve? How would you serve these people? And I thought, why me? Who am I? Well, today I did the outline, and I can do this. I can do this. But it's still scary, but I'm making myself accountable by saying it out loud to my tribe.
I'm so happy to hear that. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing
that. I will stop. There's so much more I could share, but I don't think anything happens by accident. Dr. Marie has been such a lightning rod for me, for having all these wonderful things happening or allowing them to flow through me. So I want to thank you, first of all, for introducing us to all these wonderful people to help us.
You are welcome. And I want to step in and say something to you, Tony. You said about being scared. And growth happens outside your comfort zone, not inside your comfort zone. So if you're sitting around feeling comfortable and just doing everything that feels good, you're not growing. Yeah. You're not reaching your potential. And you know that from your, you know, previous careers. You know, you had to step outside the box, and you had to get outside and into that uncomfortable area where you're questioning, can I do this? Yes, I can. Can I do this? Yes, I can. And just keep going there and feeling the discomfort and moving forward anyway.
Well, anyway, thank you. Oh, thank you.
I'm so excited for you. You're going to share your gifts with the world, and they're going to just be amazed. You're awesome. I can feel your energy.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that, Tony.
You're so welcome.
Anyone else? You guys are quiet today. I'll look at the chat to see if anybody typed a question in. You guys are even quiet on the chat today.
Yeah, it could be a question, or it could be anything that resonated, or even a declaration.
Like an affirmation of what you're going to do with this information.
Mm-hmm.
And if it made you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear that, too. If this discussion made you feel uncomfortable, because it does. I mean, when I first started hearing these conversations, and when Sean said fall in love with money, I felt very uncomfortable with that. I felt like, oh, my God, you can't be greedy. But I love the way you rephrased it. But if you're feeling uncomfortable, let me know that, because, Sean's here, and maybe we could work, give you some tools and tips out of it, out of that discomfort. I mean, not that you want to get too far out of the discomfort, because then you go into complacent and then you don't move.
Find that line.
So it's got to, yeah, it's got to be just like pushing you a little bit at the edge. Can I really do this? Yes, I can. No, I can't. Yes, I can. And then you just step forward. And then you look back at that 2 months, 3 months, a year later, and you're going, well, that was easy. What I have now is really hard.
I know, right? You know, up against the next step.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Kind of like a baby, right? You learn to walk. You look back when, you know, 3 years old when you're running around, like, why was that so hard? Not that we have that consciousness as a baby, but it's like that. It's like, you know, so many things. So thank you. Well, I appreciate you being here and sharing your time.
You're very
and
welcome.
Sharing your wisdom and getting people inspired. And I look forward to printing out those affirmations and, you know, keeping them handy. And just really, like I said before, that what you keep putting your attention on grows. And if you keep putting your attention on, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, I can't charge enough, how am I going to do this, I'm going to have to go back and get a day job, then that's what's going to happen. But if you put your attention on, nope, this is it, this is a make or break, I've got to do this, and I got to do it now. So, thank you.
Yeah, I'm very grateful to be here with you, and thank you so much. Thanks for everyone that tapped in, and I'm really looking forward to be. You know, later on, if you get some moments of inspiration from this or when you read the affirmations, you know, I look forward to hearing kind of what breakthroughs you get. So keep on rocking it. Keep helping people. Keep getting your message out there. And I look forward to crossing your path again at some point soon.
Thanks. I'm going to open up the line so everybody could just say thank you to Sean and say goodbye to each other. So 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's awesome.
All right. Thanks again, Sean. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.